This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are answering those who engage in PR stunts as they publicly announce their own pending assisted suicides or the abortions they are arranging. Wrestling with the futility of those who adhere to postmodern and nihilistic lines of thinking may be a very worthy struggle. Planned Parenthood is creeping up on its centennial, now just 2 years away, as the 98th anniversary came Wednesday. Jim Sedlak of American Life League says the abortion giant has built itself on founder Margaret Sanger's racist philosophies. As Canada's High Court considers legalizing assisted suicide, a geriatric psychiatrist in Ottawa says legalization would make hope a rare commodity, with both medical care providers and their own chronic conditions pushing for ending it all. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A pro-abortion political candidate in Arizona displayed recently in an interview why many in his position are trailing in polls against their political adversaries. Gubernatorial candidate Fred Duvall was asked about parental consent before abortion for 14-year-old children, and he responded as if no parental consent was a good thing and something voters should be expected to accept. In recent polling, this candidate was 11 points down. Election Day is now less than 3 weeks away. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.